morning. Good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here wishing you all a happy mother effing Monday. Welcome back to what is hopefully a wonderful and enjoyable week. Productively, I mean, hopefully you all had a fantastic weekend. Hopefully you're able to get everything out of it that you wanted to get out of it. Hopefully you're able to spend it with the people that you wanted to spend it with. Hopefully you were able to try some new things, meet some new people, have some new experiences. But most importantly, I just hit my elbow. I hope that each and every one of you made it to this week in one whole complete positivity filled peace. Peace of mind is a good thing. Just for the record, you know, it's good to be able to have zero worries. It's good to be able to wake up each and every morning with that clear mind, without any negativity on your mind, with just that. And it's not even about having a good feeling. It's really just that clear mental space. That's that peace. Yeah, I mean, it's cool to feel good. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, if you wake up and you're super positive and you have that positive energy and it feels that good, that's fantastic. There's nothing wrong with that. But what I mean with that clear mindset, like when you wake up and it's just fresh, where everything is good, it's that same feeling that you get like when you know there's nothing that you have to do for that day. Where your schedule's freed up, where everything is obligation free. That's what I mean with that clear mindset. When you wake up like that and you're just like, you're just trying to figure out like, what am I going to do today? Like that's what I mean when I say that clear mindset. It's a difference. But regardless of the fact, it's just that's how I feel right now. It's just, it's clear. It's just, it's wonderful. But you know what we got to do each and every Monday? We have to make sure that we start off on the right foot so we can end off on an even better one on Friday. Man, I hope I don't get tongue-tied through the rest of this, but it's okay. Because if it happens, we're just going to push through it and make it work. Simple as that. But without further ado, if you didn't already know it, it's time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh, so beneficial daily dose. If you truly believe that something is meant for you, if you truly believe that you are destined to be, do, and or have something, then what's truly stopping you from going after it? What's truly stopping you from attaining it? I will tell you. It's you. So simple as that. It's no ifs, ands, or buts that accountability takes a place in any way, shape, or form. But it's not really about that. You know, not as far as what I'm here to talk about. I'm not going to talk about, you know, yeah, it being yours. So what are you going to do to get it? Or, you know, answer the questions as to why you don't have it. No, my question, or rather my suggestion, is more along the lines of owning it. Because if it's something that you truly do believe is yours, if it's something that you truly believe that you have ownership to, then that's the mindset that you need to have. You need to have that mindset that it's already yours. You have to have that mindset that it is just up for grabs for you. You have to have that mentality in your mind that it's there. I'm going to go pick it up when I'm ready type shit. But the mentality is what it is, that's mine. I'm going to get it. I'm going to have it. You know, I know the whole, what do they call it? Wow, it's on the tip of my tongue and I can't fucking think of it. Manifesting. When you manifest something, if you manifest, it's almost like a hope. That's how I look at the manifestation things. It's more like a hope. This goes a little bit further because it's already... I guess you can't say speaking it to existence. I know it's going to sound somewhat so fucking redundant, but I think it's more the confidence that goes in with it. Because, you know, when I think of people manifesting stuff, I think of the vision boards. You know, you put those together, you know, because you see it. So in hopes that you'll get it one day. But with this, you know that you're going to have it. You know that you're going to take it. And that's just the bottom line. Is there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You are going to have it. And I think when you have that mentality, it's almost that by any means necessary type deal where you've said it to yourself so much that you are working to, like, you're putting yourself in position to be able to go after it. And even if you don't attain it, even if you don't attain the one thing that you're set out to attain, in the process, you're still putting in the work to make yourself a better you. And at the same time, you're also putting yourself in line to attain something of equivalent value of that. You know, let's say you're somebody who's going into the music industry and you want to be, you know, an artist, you want to be a singer, rapper, there's whatever the case may be. You want to be some type of performer and you're going after it hard and hard and hard and hard, just going forth, doing everything, songwriting, putting stuff together, recording, going through that whole process. And let's say it doesn't happen. Let's say you don't become that artist, but you gain so much knowledge of that artist mindset that it's put you in line to be an A&R. It's put you in line to be a record label executive, something, because you've put in the work to where you already know the ins and outs of what any artist can deal with or what they have to go through. You know this already because you've been through the trenches. So who's better suited to go after something like that? You see? Let's say that you're somebody who wants to go into you want to do bodybuilding and you want to go into competitions. And you've gone through the process of doing nutrition and exercising and doing everything you need to do to make sure that your body's in tip-top shape, but you don't make it, and that's fine. You can become a nutritionalist. Nutrition. Words, people. Anyway. You can become something along those lines. It doesn't mean that you have to be exactly what you set out to be, but you're putting yourself in line to still do something in the lines of what you love to do. And that's the mentality, is that there is no lose. There's always a point in which you win. See, too many people focus on, just have that tunnel vision for that one specific thing. They don't think about the broader spectrum, and they don't see the fact that there are so many different avenues that you can go when chasing the thing that you want. You can still be there. So you have to keep that in mind. So with that said, don't have the tunnel vision and just zone in on the one thing that you want. Understand that all it is a potential launching pad to propel you to other avenues that fall in line with that same area. So, with all that, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard. Spread that love. Get out there and make today yours. And until next time, you beautiful, beautiful people. Salud.